206 No.
Blog Talk Radio.
I beat the shit out of that Muay Thai fighter. Ain't that right, Rodney?
Hey, champ, how's it doing?
Chilling, man. Chilling. Great win, man. I'm saying I beat the shit out of that Muay Thai fighter, man, last night. Ain't that right, man?
Man, you certainly did. You didn't only beat the shit out of me, man. You know, you proved just how resilient you are. And, man, nobody fights all weight divisions except for you. It wasn't even a close fight.
Yeah.
I mean, the punch stats proved that. I think they were 17-8 in your favor. Man, just another great victory.
Yeah.
But all around, I'd just like to say it was a hell of a fight, man. It was a great fight. And,
oh, it was.
People are just so used to your lopsided victories and you winning so easily. And then when you do, you get into a war. I mean, the haters just spew hate. But, man, there's nothing we can do about that. All you can keep on doing is just laying it down and, man, putting them away in style.
Yeah. I couldn't have said it better, man. I agree. Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. It's like when, you know, like you said, when somebody throws back, automatically, oh, it's a close fight. You know, it's just delusional haters, people that don't know boxing say that kind of shit. You know what I mean? They're used to me, like, just punching motherfuckers a couple times and they quit. But, okay, this guy, like, look, he was a Muay Thai fighter. He was tough as nails. He was, you know, he was obviously there to pull off the upset. But he didn't. You know, I 17-8 punch stats. I even went on Instagram and I did. You know, they all wanted the unedited version. The unedited version is the same exact shit, except it's darker. That's why my publicist put the, you know, so you could edit the white, so you could put more whiting in there, a little bit more whiting. But it's the same shit without the watermark. I beat the crap out of him. You know, yeah, he landed, but I landed a lot more. I landed the cleaner punches. The faster and the stronger punches and more punches. But if you notice, you watch the whole fight, right? I was hitting him in the jaw. He was hitting me on my literally back, like my spinal cord area. He was hitting the back of the head. He was hitting my arms. He was throwing punches, landing punches that were not. Those punches don't count, man. You know what I'm saying? Those are most of his punches. That's why they may have thought that, oh, it's close, man. No, it's not close, motherfuckers. It's some bitch hit me in the fucking back of the head and in my spinal cord area. The fuck is that? And I was hitting him in the jaw. What's your thoughts on that? His punches were not clean.
Nah, well, that's exactly right, man. And I mean, your punches were thrown with not only technique, control, purpose. Man, this guy was just a tough, resilient fighter, but at the end of the day, man, he was just throwing haymakers, trying to get that lucky shot in, and, man, he couldn't do it. It's as simple as that.
Exactly.
You just simply outclassed him.
Yeah, I know. I did. Yeah, I definitely outclassed him. That's the word. No, it was you know, bombs away fight, you know. But again, I think that my streak of lopsided fights continues, man. You know, I'd say at first, of course, you know, before I saw the tape, I was like, man, this was close, you know. But I mean, it wasn't an easy win. I'm gonna tell you that it was not easy, but it wasn't like the Gino and the Mario fights were closer. Now, I do think this guy would beat the shit out of Gino and Mario just because he's bigger than them. Gino, I don't know, though. Gino's really good. But he would fuck up Mario. I'm saying he's bigger than him. But and he went up against the prime Charlie Zelenov. I beat up Gino and Mario when I was, you know. I mean, I was always the best. I'm saying when I was not nearly as good, I beat them. So this guy went up against prime Charlie Z, who was annihilating everybody, and I annihilated him, but it's just he did better than the rest, and that's why, you know, he gets more credit than all the other fighters, because he threw back, he fought back, he came to win, and he lost, you know what I'm saying? Oh, but in the end, I demoralized him, I demolished him. In the end, I just decimated him. Like, you saw the end, like, the very end of the fight, which was, you know, when we were thrown back, and what do you think of that, man? That was That was something, man.
Man, look, it was a really good fight. It was an enjoyable fight to watch from a boxing fan's perspective. And man, let's face it. Let's just face the facts here. 206 wins, man. Of course you're going to get into a war every now and again. They can't be all lopsided. And man, it's great to not only get into a war, but to prove that, man, you can handle anything that comes your way. And I mean, you proved it again, and I think that's a credit to you.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's rare that you know, like you said, war. But it was a war that I clearly won, and I guarantee this: 207 is going to be lopsided as fuck, though. And 208 and 209, it's just, you know, it's just once in a while, you know, you get one of those guys that come in and throw bombs. And but hey, listen, nobody's ever beaten me. Nobody will ever beat me. I'm still undefeated. And I actually won the same day that fucking moron and joke of a boxer, Deontay Wilder, that I beat in 2014. Now, did you see the guy that I beat? And did you see the guy that he beat? Bermain Stiverne is like a dead body, man. He's like he sucks, man. What kind of fight is that, man?
Man, he was battling to hold his hands up. I mean, he shouldn't even be in the ring, you know.
Bermain Stiverne, like, I would literally kill that guy with one punch. I would, like, one of those punches that I hit that Muay Thai slugger with, one of those punches would put Bermain Stiverne on his ass, like, right away. Like, it wouldn't even take me, like, a minute or 30 seconds. Like, one hitter quitter, that's it. Come on, I one hitter quitter to black belt karate martial artist, 205. Yeah, I'm saying Bermain Stiverne, and do you see Wilder's windmill punches? Like, these delusional haters, they call me a windmill puncher, but no, my shit is rapid and fast and very powerful as fuck and explosive as fuck. But Wilder, dude, this guy, like, when I hit him in 2000 in the ring, remember when he was out on his feet in the ring?
Yeah.
I caught him, yeah. But now that I'm so much better, more experienced, and now that I'm above the 200 win mark, 206-0, dude, I would kill Wilder if we fought now. I really hope that we fight in 2019. And really, that's the fight. Not him and Joshua. That's the fight. And Anthony Joshua, what are your thoughts on me against him? What do you think would happen if me and Anthony Joshua squared up? 206-0 versus fucking 20-0 on Box Rack. What do you think of that?
Man, you'd absolutely annihilate him. I mean, man, you just said it, man. 206 compared to 20 odd fights. I mean, come on. You know, there's no way in the world that them guys will get anywhere near your number, and nobody will. But I mean, I can tell you one thing. I know through your history, every time you've been in a good fight and a war. Man, I'd hate to be your next opponent, man, because this just motivates you more, and I'm sure 207 is going to be a resounding victory for the GOAT.
Oh, yeah. 207 is going to be, you know, easy win. You know, but look, man, I just won so many fucking fights this year. Just got a new girlfriend, you know, from the Ukraine. I'm just going to go meet her and stuff. And I look, it's the holiday season, you know. Plus, it's really hard to get a fight in general nowadays. You know, I'm known. Every gym I go to, the staff recognizes me, the members recognize me, the fighters recognize me. It's so much harder to get fights now. And now, especially the holiday season's approaching, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, it's going to be damn near impossible to get a fight in December. So I might as well just chill out for December. And come back in January. Come back strong in January, and get 207.
No, that sounds like a good plan, man. I mean, you've had a hell of a year again. I mean, every year's a great year for you, but this has been a hell of a year, and that last fight was certainly a good way to top off the year. You know, with a great fight and a very very strong opponent.
Yeah, see, I had a similar, like, when I beat the Israeli soldier, it's to this day very, very talked about dude from IDF. Yeah, remember that? Beat the shit out of him, and he started kicking and all that bullshit. And the Israeli soldier was like
yeah.
a year ago. Yeah, I remember. The mistake I made is that after that, that would have been the perfect win to close the year out. But I fought after that, and I easily beat my opponent. I beat a cruiserweight boxer who was 3-1, amateur cruiserweight, to close out the 72-win year world record. But the problem is that the fight right after the Israeli soldier, it wasn't as good as the fight versus the Israeli soldier. It was not as exciting. It was one-sided as fuck, but it was just – you see what I'm saying? This fight was phenomenal. The way I finished it, bro, look, the ending was one-sided, I mean, for sure. I mean, I beat the shit out of him. I clearly outlanded him. And I'm saying that if I let's say I one-hitter quitted the next opponent, it's just not going to be as – I don't know, man. You get what I'm saying? I think 202-06, that's good enough, man.
Well, look, I watched the fight naturally a hell of a lot of times, and it seemed to me towards the end that even he was so frustrated. It seemed to me as though he tried to push you into the glass wall, you know, just out of frustration, you know, because he was trying to put that big shot onto you, but he just simply couldn't land it.
No, I was we were going at it, and I was landing on his face. You saw in the beginning I was connecting on the side of his head. I was hitting him with hooks on the side of his head. I actually hit him in the body like 3 times, and then I hit him in the face like fucking shitload of times. And, yeah, he landed too. He landed like a couple good shots. I mean, I'm going to be honest, you know, he did, but They didn't hurt me. He could have knocked me out. He could have knocked me down. He didn't wobble me. Nothing. You know, it's just like he's a very hard puncher though. Much harder than he's a harder hitter than Deontay Wilder and Derek the Giant. I don't think he would beat Derek the Giant. He would beat Wilder, I think, but he definitely wouldn't beat Derek the Giant. Derek would outbox him. But I'm talking about just straight punching power. That dude can hit really hard, but. Technically, okay, I hit harder than him, obviously. I'm a lot faster and technically a sound more boxer. You saw how I was switching stances. Notice, everything I do in training, when I hit the bob, I did it in this fight. Everything. Switching stances, southpaw orthodox, throwing hooks, everything, volume punching, the jab, everything I do in training, I landed in the fight. You fight how you train. Boom. It all works, man.
No, well, look, you could definitely see that, man. I mean, you were mixing it up, and I think that that was the key to your success was the fact that you were mixing it up, and it definitely frustrated him. There's no two ways about that. And
Rodney, yeah, go ahead. I don't want to cut you off. Go ahead.
And, you know, it was just because of your... because of your experience, and man, look, to his credit, man, you got to give him credit there because he was a tough opponent. But man, look, he just simply wasn't in your class, and I think at the end of the day, out of the two of you, you were the one that got much more hurt on him.
Oh yeah, I mean, if you watched at the very end of the fight, because you know I landed the last 2 punches. I hit him in the body, and he cringed, and then I hit him in the fucking face, in the head. Like, it was a left to the body, like on his gut, and then, like, a right to his head. And I just, and then his last punch, well, he didn't land, but it was on my back. Like, literally, not back of the head, on my back. You know what I mean? That's like, come on, dude. You're hitting my spinal cord, yo. And he's fucking, look. There's some mentally sick dude, Troll TV. He actually lives in Scotland, man. I think you should go and find his ass, beat the shit out of him if you can, man. That would be nice because you're closer to him, man. But what do you got to tell that retard, man? Because he posts, my publicist banned this retard 9 times from YouTube. 9 times this fucking schizophrenic still makes accounts, and he says that my opponent beat me. What do you have to tell him? A 17-8 punch stat, I mean, how can you possibly? Nobody got knocked out. It went the distance. 17-8 punch that. How did my opponent beat me when he literally lost 17-8 on a punch that? So, what do you have to tell that fucking schizophrenic troll TV man? I'm sure he's listening right now, and you know, what do you have to tell him, objectively speaking, and you know.
Well, I mean, look, it wouldn't matter if you beat King Kong. I mean, that sick person's always going to have something derogatory to say about you. And them
yeah.
sort of people, man, at the end of the day, they're only trying to make money off the back of your name. And that's all it comes down to, man. These people are getting views and whatever it might be and whether it's...
Yeah, I'm actually making money.
Whether it's
now,
just
so, yeah.
Well, that's a great thing, man. I mean, I noticed that since your channels, the new channels come up there. I mean, you're making some money and deservedly so. But them other guys, man. I mean, you just got to call it for what it is. They're just a joke. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, box work is a joke, and this whole fight once a year. You know, it's, like what has Deontay Wilder done this year too? Two fights versus two bums, and literally his first fight was in January, and his second fight of the year was November. And I fought all the way from January to November, January, February, March, April, May, June, every month. Now, who the fuck, see, who's that shows right there who the champion is. I fought every month, and I won every month. And Wilder fought only two times. Where the fuck was he from February to October? Where was he? He was no, nothing. He's a clown.
No, well, that's exactly right, man. I mean, there's absolutely no fighter in any form of fighting that's as active as you. I mean, you have more fights than there are months in the year, and that's just crazy, man. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, thanks. Look, man, against Wilder, if that rematch is to ever happen, because Showtime Boxing was talking some shit, I already beat him, and then he cheap shotted me in the second fight, but that was a long time ago, and then, like, I'm a lot better now. And I'm telling you, it's easy. This guy is so open. You've seen how I caught him with that left. I just rushed him. But he is so open. I mean, he windmills the shit out of his punches. I'm not a counter puncher. I'm not gonna wait for him to throw. I'm gonna lunge at him again like I did the first time, if we were to fight again. But I'm just saying that my hooks, like if me and Wilder fight again, it's gonna be an exchange of punches again. But this time, when I catch him again, he's gonna be out on his back. I mean, I hit harder now. I'm just better now. I mean, it's like, and I've beaten so many fucking, I don't think the fight's going to happen, honestly. I don't know, but who knows? I mean, it happened before, and, you know, yeah, I mean, he's so open. As soon as he misses, he's getting hit in the chin.
Man, I was just about to ask you that. I was just about to ask you, in your opinion, you know, what do you think that the chances of a rematch with Wilder would be possible? I've always said I don't think he'd be down for a rematch, but, you know, have you heard anything back from his camp?
No, I have his phone number. I mean, I can just call him, but I'd rather not, because every time I call him, I get fucking prank calls from other people. He gives out my number to the haters, I think, or he's retarded. No, he's my enemy. And I try to knock out this joker, BJ Flores. That guy's not even worth the mention. He's a fucking bum. But anyways, Wilder, look, Showtime, you know, Joke Time, Showtime, those paid professional actors, Showtime Boxing, they were talking shit about me. Some retard, Brandon Schwab and Wilder, they were talking shit about me. They mentioned something about me. And, I exposed them the other day when I wanted to fight because I beat a way better opponent. Yeah, Wilder knocked his opponent out, and I beat my opponent on points, but I fought a way better opponent. My opponent was a 3-0 Muay Thai underground fighter. Now he's 3-1. the opponent I fought would fucking would obviously destroy Bermain Stiverne. The opponent I beat would, I think he'd give Wilder a run for his money. I think he'd beat Wilder if he caught him. He'd obviously beat Bermain Stiverne. Come on, that Muay Thai fighter I beat, you don't think he'd beat Bermain Stiverne? Of course he would.
Nah, without a doubt. Without a doubt, man. I mean, that guy's far too strong.
That dude would murder Bermain. That dude would knock Wilder out, I'm telling you. Wilder has no chin. Dude, I've seen Eric Molina. I've seen bums stun him. I've seen literally guys that he pays off the street to put on boxing gloves stun him. You know what I'm saying? This guy's, man, fuck Wilder, man. Mayweather Jr., I really want to knock him out. He's small as fuck, man. I mean, if I'm beating all these huge heavyweights and cruiserweights, man, Mayweather Jr. would get annihilated, man. That would not be a war. That would not be... Do you think me and Mayweather Jr. would be a war? Do you really think this fucking little pussy, fake boxer would stand and trade bombs with me? He would get knocked out right away.
Man, without a doubt. Look at over the years that the opponents there that you faced in the likes of Derek the Giant, Wilder, all these dudes, man, you're giving them away so many pounds in their favour. I mean, come on. I mean, Mayweather, just no way in the world he could handle your power. No way.
So what would happen if me and Mayweather fought in a gym or in a ring? What do you think would happen? Like,
man,
how many seconds do you think?
You'd definitely KO him with inside the 60 second, with inside a minute, man. Easy.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, oh yeah. He would run against me. He would run. He would literally run. It'd better be in a ring, because if it would be in like a gym room, he would literally. Oh man, he would literally run. I'd still knock him out. I mean, I'd catch him. But yeah, in the ring, he'd run. He'd put his track shoes on in the ring. But yeah, I'd cut the ring, get him on the ropes, and that's it, man. And he would see the difference. I mean, my punching power was knocking Derek the Giant back. My punching power, you know, knocked Deontay Wilder out across the ring. If I knocked Deontay Wilder across the ring, Wilder would obviously kill Mayweather. Due to size disparity, if I hit Mayweather, he would get knocked out right away. And his shoulder roll, look what I did to his dad. His dad fights exactly like him. The same style. His dad did the shoulder roll against me. What happened? Exactly. He got dropped. He got back up. He got outclassed, outboxed. And then he got knocked out. His daddy. And to attempt revenge for his father, he never did it. I'm the number one pound for pound in the world. I'm the GOAT, and that's that. Mayweather's not in my league.
No, I mean you've proven that time and time again. And the thing is there with the haters, man. And I even hate talking about them. But the thing is, man, have a look at what you do every one of these fights. Man, you're fighting heavyweights, cruiserweights, light heavyweights, all of that, man. Who does that?
Man,
does that? And
nobody gives you the
credit you deserve for that, man.
No, Rodney, I get a lot of credit, bro. You've seen, no, on the internet, yeah, you're right. But you know, like, you've seen the fan a week ago, right before I beat the shit out of this fucking Muay Thai motherfucker, because he got what he deserved. He was a cocky son of a bitch, though. He may have been a good fighter, but he was a cocky prick. I'm glad I beat the shit out of him. Anyways, before I beat his ass a week ago, I was at the Grove, and a fan said, Charlie Z right here, the best in the world, better than Mayweather. He beat Deontay Wilder. Remember the black guy took a photo?
I did, yeah.
Posted on Instagram? Okay, well, everywhere, at the gym, when I won the fight, at the gym, some people that I've never seen in my life before, they're like, Charles, is Charlie Zonoff? Oh, the champ, can I take a picture? I'm not hated, man. Real life people that don't sit on in the comments section, like that. I'm serious, I have so many fans, but what am I going to film every little autograph I sign, every picture I take. Come on, man. I don't want to. I mean, I could, but what do I have to prove? Yeah, every now and then I film it. Man, like I said, I got this new girl. You know, hopefully she's gonna be better than my ex-wife. And it's the haters. Every time I ignore them, they do some retarded ass shit, like call pizza, and then pizza delivery comes to my house, and then they're sick people, bro. They don't think like me and you. They have their own little fantasy world where they're mentally ill, and they sit in the comment section 24/7. And then I tell them, look at my fans. Look at all these people I signed autographs for. And then they go like, oh, how come they don't come in the comment section and defend you? Maybe because they're normal people. Normal people. Well, yeah, you can comment in the comment section once in a while. You know, I commented like I beat the fuck out of my opponent. With you clowns are retarded. But to sit there every single living day like they do, every day for 24 hours, that's not normal. And my fans don't do that because they see me. Hey, champ, let me get a photo, man. Good luck in your next fight, man. You're the best, Charlie. That's the kind of respect I get in real life. The atmosphere in real life is completely a 360 of what it is on the internet. On the internet, it's like, ah, fuck, these are retards again. It's the way it is. You know, I think when I'm 400-0, yeah.
That's exactly right, man. I mean, the thing is, these sort of people, they can't hurt you in real life, man. They can't hurt you at all, and that's why they draw to doing to petty things, you know, such as, you know, calling pizzas or whatever. And man, that's just proves to show how petty they are, man. Because in real life, they can't hurt you, and you know, the only way that they think they can is through doing silly, petty things like that. And, man, you're right. The real people, they just don't have time for such petty and silly nonsense, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Why do my real fans, like my actual fans, not these pretend retards, you know, and why do they have to go in the comment section? By taking a photo with me, that right there shows a ton of respect. Why would you want to take a photo with somebody? I mean, I've got to be a boxing champion, a star, a celebrity, for somebody to ask me for a photo. It's not just one person or two people. It's hundreds of people that I've taken photos with over the years. You know, there's people that recognize me. Yo, champ, like people that I've never seen in my life before. And, you know, but look, the wins speak for themselves. YouTube, Vimeo, even Instagram. I mean, everything that I post, it's, you know, irrefutable, factual, visual proof that I'm the best fighter in boxing and best fighter ever, period. And there's just no denying it. You know, so.
Man, you just said it, man. And the fact of the matter is, I've said this before, it's just a sheer fact. Charlie Zelenov is a worldwide name, man. And anybody who knows boxing knows Charlie Zelenov. That's a fact.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Going overtime here, pound for pound radio. Yeah. But, yeah, see, underground boxing is definitely, now people can see that, especially after that last win, that underground boxing is the real deal. And, you know, I was supposed to fight Rudy Gonzalez, and then I don't even think he's worth a mention. That punk backed out twice. I told you, man. I told you, Rodney. I told you he's a clown. Because, look, see, he got his ass kicked one time by me, and then he dodged me two times. And so he's really 0-3 against me, but since forfeits don't count, I mean, if I count forfeits, I'd already be 1,000-0, but forfeits don't count. So, yeah, it's great that he didn't show up, because look who did turn up. I beat a much better opponent than Rudy Gonzalez. You know what I'm saying?
Well, man, that's exactly right. And, you know, look, it couldn't have turned out better in that respect that, you know, you finished the year with a great fight and another great victory. And, man, I think it goes to show you just how good you are, in the sense that Rudy Gonzalez, you know, he was a no-show twice, because I think he knew what was in store for him.
Yeah, let me ask you like this. Okay, in my opinion, he's a hype job. I mean, forget Wilder. I already beat Wilder. I already punched Deontay Wilder in the face. He flew across the ring. Well, let me ask you about this dude that these delusional farts keep hyping. I mean, it's just, I've seen the guy. I mean, to me, he's just an ordinary fighter, nothing special. I would obliterate him. Anthony Joshua, what do you think, like, about him? Like, well, what do you rate him? What do you, how, like, just, you know, I'm giving you the mic, man. What do you think about Anthony Joshua? What do you think would happen if Charlie Zeleno fought him?
Well, man, look, again, Anthony Joshua would just be simply outclassed, man. I mean, he hasn't got the artillery to match you. He's fought a bunch of nobodies. He fought an old man in gaining the title. That's just a fact. And I mean, man, you're fighting all these hungry lions at any given notice. I mean, you don't know nothing about these dudes, and that's what I've said before too, man. That's what makes you and the UBF great, is that man, you're fighting anybody, anywhere, anytime. You don't know nothing about the opponents. You're giving so much weight away. Man, nobody does that but you, man, and that's what's made you the GOAT, and that's what's going to set your career in stone forever and a day.
Yeah, you know that no matter what happens, like, I'm never going to lose a fight. I mean, my next fight will be a one-sided fucking beating, 208, 209, 210. All those wins are going to be one-sided wins for me. But I'm just saying, even if I was to, I'm unbeatable, bro. Come on, if I was to ever, God forbid, lose a fight, I'm still the greatest of all time. But it's never going to happen. I'm just saying that what I did, 206 wins consecutive, are you kidding me? Nobody will ever do that shit, bro. Fuck no. Nobody will ever do
no
that
way,
shit.
Man.
I mean, it's like whether underground, amateur, you know, the pros are rigged, but they fight once a year. But nobody, like Bruce Lee, they talk about Bruce Lee. I would kill Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee is a fucking movie actor. I'm not saying, okay, he may have been a real fighter, but it's a myth. It's like, you know, when you type in Bruce Lee on YouTube, do you see his underground fights? Yeah, he was an underground fighter, but I'm saying what I'm doing, Bruce Lee used to do the same shit. Like, he used to go to gyms and challenge people, but he didn't record it, though. He would just, for fun, he would just fight people in gyms, just like what I'm doing, except he wouldn't record it. And look how many fights I have recorded, man. I would fucking kill Bruce Lee. And Bruce Lee used to box, too, man. He wasn't just about Jeet Kune Do and Kung Fu and all that. He used to box, too. He's definitely better than
yeah,
like HBO guys and all that shit. But he's definitely better than them. But I don't know, Charlie Z would, I mean, he's dead. I mean, there's no point to discuss. I'm just saying, hypothetically, I would fucking kill Bruce Lee. No. A lot bigger, stronger, faster, you know. Faster with my hands.
Oh, 100%, man. I mean, that one of the last training videos you did prior to this fight, I mean, where you showed off your speed, man, that was unbelievable. I mean, and it's on video for one and for all to see there. I mean, that jab was just incredible, man.
Yeah, thanks. I landed some nice jabs on him in the fight. You saw how I hit him with that right hand in the very beginning, and then I switched stances just to hit him again with a right jab in his face. Dude, I literally switched stances against such a dangerous, heavy-handed opponent and succeeded. I mean, who the fuck?
No, well, that's exactly right.
I never seen Mayweather switch stances during the fight and connect both stances. I never seen that shit. I never seen Floyd do that shit. Kill that motherfucker.
No, I mean, I've always said too, man, I've always said this, that you've always had the best jab in the game, man, by far, and phenomenal power in both
Jules
hands.
Waller.
And,
yeah, thank you. Thank you, man. Jules Waller, that left jab, man, that was a shutout, man. Yeah, Jules Waller, TV fighter, beat his ass. You remember that victory?
Well,
right?
And
Jules Waller.
I do. That was a great victory. That was another great fight, man. I mean, that was a really good fight, and you know,
that
again,
very
as you
one-sided,
just
but
said,
it was still, yeah.
No, but well, that's good. good, man, that you're going to that you're going to have the rest of the year off, man. And you know, that's a hell of a way to see out the year. And you know, as I say, from your history and knowing what you're like, man, 207. I mean, I'd hate to be I'd hate to be in that guy's shoes.
Yeah, but yeah, going. But we still got time on the radio. We're going back about the fight now, from start to finish. Like you said, he was a tough opponent. You know, he put up a good fight. Was it an easy win? No, it was not easy. Was it a super close fight? 17-8 punch stats? That's not close. I mean, the punch stats were lopsided. The fight may have, you know, from some people may have said, oh, I mean, look, everybody at the gym, everybody when I was going back on the train, everybody I showed it to said I beat the shit out of him. There's like no question. There's like no question who won. Nobody said that he won. It's only these delusional haters. They don't count. They're mentally ill. They don't count. I'm talking about real people. Nobody said he won. You know, but I'm telling you that it was closer than the other fights for sure. But, and that's why, again, we already talked about this, but come on, he didn't do not even close to enough to even score a draw, let alone a win. What do you think?
100%, man. Look, that was a great fight. It was, again, look, he was a resilient, very strong opponent. But, man, that was a solid win on your part, man. That was a solid victory. And, man, no true person could say otherwise. I mean, man, all around, again, on your part, that was a great performance, man, because, you know,
yeah,
it might have appeared that it was a close fight. But, man, look, when you really look into it and you watch it a few times, man, it wasn't. That was a very, very solid win on your part. And, man, as I say, look, the only chance, and I think he knew it too, just through frustration, he was throwing haymakers. And, look, you could tell that he was a very powerful puncher. And, man, look, you stood up to them punches no problem.
That's what I'm saying. If he could have knocked me out, nobody can. That motherfucker, hard-ass punch, I'm telling you, man. That motherfucker, you put him in there, that Muay Thai fighter would knock the shit out of any HBO clown, bro. That guy would murder fucking Triple G and Mayweather and all those fucking clowns, man. Canelo, and I'm telling you, man, if he hit wild on that China chin, that would Charlie Z beat his ass, man. I made him into a punching bag in the end, literally, man. I hit him so many times in the face. 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. That shit was just like rapid, repetitive, just bam, 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 bam. Just fucking, and he was thrown back. And it's like, you know how all these fucking clowns always like, oh man, all the guys he beat, they don't try, they don't fight back. Hey, he sure tried, man. Rodney, what do you think? He tried, man. That motherfucker was trying to fucking 110. That was, he was going 110%, let alone 100%, dude. And he still got his ass kicked. So what does that say about HBO, Showtime, all my haters? Well, they're the haters, like these mainstream TV guys that talk shit. And what does that say about me? That I beat an opponent that was trying to take my head off, and I literally destroyed him.
100%, man. And, you know, look, the thing is, you're 100% right, man. I mean, the haters, they're always going to say, oh, look, you're fighting guys that, you know, don't try and don't throw punches. They don't go long enough,
yeah,
man. But get this, but this is just the fact of the matter. You've had 206 opponents, man, and all of them have tried. They've all had their opportunity to take your head off, but they simply can't. And that's
exactly.
that's just the sheer fact of the matter.
Yeah, like when I beat Liu Aoleo, he was tentative. You know, I outboxed him. Okay, now if he would have thrown back like this dude, you know, same would have happened. You know what I'm saying?
Man, and another thing there, another thing too, as far as the UBF rankings go, I mean, this guy would have to be pretty high up there. I mean, what would be your opinion? He'd have to definitely be in the top five.
Oh, yeah. Top 10 for sure, top five, yeah. Well, Gino, Mario, they I mean, Jules Vallad, I don't think he's top five. I mean, he was great on TV, but when he met me at the LA Fitness and I beat the shit out of him, he just retired. I'm saying you got to base them how they did against me. This guy would beat Jules Vallad because he did a lot better against me. But then again, you know, they'd have to fight. But yeah, you remember Jules was easy. This was a tougher fight, but still, I mean, I punished him way more than I punished Jill. I mean, 17 punches landed, 14 of those were on his fucking face. So, yeah, he's top
and
five. He's definitely top five. Yeah.
Did this guy have a few underground fights himself? I mean, he wasn't only a Muay Thai fighter, but I think
he said he was 3-0 in underground fights.
Right.
He said 3-0, and he's 3-1 now. So I mean, yeah, for a guy that didn't have that many fights, listen, man, he did good. He, you know, I don't look. He was a cocky son of a bitch. I don't, you know, but I gave credit where credit's due, regardless, man. You know, he did good compared to the others, but again, we already discussed this. He lost, and he got his ass beat, man. You know what I'm saying,
and as far as he goes, would you contemplate a rematch with him in the future? Would that be on the cards?
He was literally like, that's more proof that he lost. The winners never ask for rematches unless they get cheap shot. But yeah, there was no cheap shots. He asked. He's like, let's go again. Let's go again. Like, you know, it's like it's rematch. When are we gonna do a rematch? And the cops literally came up there and I'm like, you got your ass beat, motherfucker. And then in the 17-8, yeah, definitely. If I see him again, look, you saw it happen with Rudy Gonzalez. He didn't show up once, then he didn't show up twice. I don't like these scheduled fights. You see, this wasn't nobody scheduled. I just came to the gym, found this fucking Muay Thai fighter. Now it's going to be remembered as one of the greatest fights in the history of boxing. You see, these scheduled fights are bullshit. They hardly ever happen. How many showed up? Chris Kutz showed up. I beat his ass. Wilder showed up. I smashed him with one punch. Then he sucker punched me. How many? Okay, Derek DeJohn showed up. DeJohn showed up. I beat DeJohn's ass. And he cheap shot me. Oh, man, I'd love to smash that clown. But how many of these scheduled fights happened? Like a few, maybe 3, 4, 5. But the rest didn't. The rest is just me going to the gym and doing what I did on yesterday, when I beat the crap out of the Muay Thai fighter. What I did to Jules Vallad. What, you think me and Jules Vallad? I never had Jules' number. I just saw him at the gym. Hey, you want to box? Let's go, motherfucker. You UFC fighter? You TV fighter? Boom. I'm UBF, pound for pound king. Let's go. Embarrassed him. That's how it's much better like that, bro. Everything I've been doing, that's how you do it, man.
Well, I know one thing, man. I mean, if there was a rematch and now you know what your opponent's all about, I honestly think next time around you would make short work of him. So you're right. That is the thing with these rematches. And I think that's why Rudy Gonzalez showed up because, man, when you've got time to put together and, you know what you're going in for, you can prepare for it. And, man, there's no doubt that...
I'd kill him in a rematch. I would beat him again, except this time I'd beat him easier. Like you said, I'd beat him. He wouldn't land. He got 8 punches. I landed 17. It would be like 5 punches to none. It would be like I'd hit him like with a flurry and knock him the fuck out. It wouldn't be close. It wouldn't be like this wasn't the first fight wasn't that close. I'm saying it wouldn't be even like you get what I'm saying. He wouldn't land anything in a rematch. He'd get knocked out cold right away, or he'd get stopped.
No, that's for sure. And, man, I mean, look, the punch